Ruth for one, then went Boaz up to the gate, and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside, and sat down. For two, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city, and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. For three, and he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again, out of the country of Moab, selleth the parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. For four, and I thought to advertise thee, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants, and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know. For there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. For five, then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also, of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead, upon his inheritance. For six, and the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I march mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. For seven, now this was the manner, in former time in Israel concerning redeeming, and concerning changing, for to confirm all things. A man plucked off his shoe, and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony in Israel. For eight, therefore, the kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. For nine, and Boaz said unto the elders, and unto all the people, Ye are witnesses this day, that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's, and Mahlon's, of the hand of Naomi. For ten, moreover Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead, upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. For 11, and all the people that were in the gate, and the elders, said, We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house, like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem. For 12, and let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. For 13, so Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. For 14, and the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day, without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. For 15, and he shall be unto thee, a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. For 16, and Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. For 17, and the women her neighbors gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. For 18, now these are the generations of Phares. Phares begat Hezron. For 19, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab. For 20, and Amminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon. For 21, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed. For 22, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David.